The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority. Care Radio 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Stay tuned. Coverage of your high school football game of the week will begin right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
With that, we welcome you to Guy Galley Field here on the campus of Bar Hill Mount Academy in Atchison, Kansas, where it is 2A district football play as MHMA plays host to the Thunder of Nemaha Central. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio this evening. Gus Counts to my left, Tom Counts. It is great to have you along tonight. We're moments away from the kickoff of this game as the team captains make their way out into the center of the field to reenact the flip of the coin. And Gus, so much going on. I mean, how do you jam it all into one game? You've got district play. You got a long-time rivalry between a couple of schools that have played for years and years and years. And let's just cap it all off with homecoming here for the Ravens.
Yeah, it should be a fun one here this evening at Guy Galley. And you might have heard just a little before the game that, you know, with COVID last year and things that, you know, weren't able to have all the get-together, so have doubled up everything this year. So should be a fantastic crowd. And to talk about two teams coming together who over the years have had some really good games, some really close games throughout. And this is a district game that both teams have a lot on the line. Right now, Nemaha Central coming into the game 1-1 in district play. And what? Only plus 7 right now, so they would like to get a few points. And Moorhill Mount Academy looking to get their first district win here tonight against a Nemaha Central team that, you know, it used to be former league opponents, but when Moorhill Mount Academy jumped to the Delaware Valley and then the Northeast Kansas League, this game only got played because of districts.
Well, that coin is in the air, and it is going to be won by, I think, maybe the visitors. We're going to find out here in just a second. The crowd on hand is as you would expect. It is spectacular. And they haven't even all made their way in. There's a big tailgate celebration prior to the ball game that is being hosted here at MHMA this evening. And a lot of those fans continuing to filter into the stadium here tonight. And the weather could not be more perfect. The flip of the coin has been won by the Thunder. They have elected to defer to the second half, and the Ravens will accept the football. And they'll have their offense out of the field to begin things here this evening. It is absolutely spectacular out. The temperature is ideal. There is no noticeable wind happening. And, of course, Gus, along with all the other things that we talked about, they are also recognizing here tonight first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, sheriff, and they had a nice procession of them around the track before the ball game. There's a lot going on here tonight. It is a place to be. We're certainly glad that you have elected to join us in this contest here tonight. Common opponents, to best of my recollection, the only common opponent for both of these teams so far in the season has been Atchison County. And we saw MHMA and ACCHS last Friday night. Tigers winning in their homecoming. And when Nemaha Central played Atchison County 2 weeks ago, it was a Thunder coming out on top 22-0 up in Seneca. Gus, is Nemaha comes out of the field with a kickoff unit. You know, I'm thinking TCU. I mean, that is a very vibrant purple helmet, purple pants, white jerseys with purple lettering and trim for MHMA. It is the home black jerseys. Beneath black helmets, white pants, white and gold lettering and trim.
Here's the deal for Nemaha Central. I would call it a semi-handsome uniform, right? Then they kind of go and flutter in a North Carolina blue in there. And teeing the ball away, it's going to be Sam McWilliams.
Lanson Taylor and Manasseh Miller are back for the return. This is a slow squib kick, and an up man is going to take and cover up at the 41-yard line. And anymore, guys, I'm not even sure. Is that a missed kick or is that the plan? Because it just seems like we're seeing no more long, deep kickoffs. And we're seeing those short ones. Ravens are going to have a great field position to begin their first possession here tonight.
Nathan Randolph, a freshman, able to jump on that ball for Morehill Mount Academy. Great starting field position right here. Nemaha Central going to line up in a 34 defense to come out and base things up.
Two to the left and two to the right for Morehill Mount Academy. Quarterbacking again this week is going to be Drew Cottle. Drew with a single running back in the backfield with him, taking a lot of time. Motion will now go to the wide side. That's going to be Harris. Cottle will keep it himself, runs into the middle of the line, and he's going to get a yard, maybe two, as he tried just off left guard. And big old Connor Dieters is over there. He is one of the stalwarts, the nose tackle in the front for the Thunder.
The front line is big for Nemaha Central, right? You're looking out there at Connor Dieters, number 61. He's the nose tackle. What's he going, 6'4", 2.5"?
I was going to say 6'4", and maybe even 265, you know, something like that. He's a big, strong guy in the center. Back to throw. Cottle on second down. Sprints to his right, being pursued out of the pocket. Running now, running, and he's going to throw it to the near side and out of bounds. It is out of the reach of Bennett Wilkes here on the near sideline. Incomplete, bringing up a third down and 8.
That time, quarterback Drew Cottle does not really have a whole lot of time. And here's the deal. He loves to boot out and get out of the pocket and kind of get on the run and look for a receiver to maybe shake a defender. But that time, Nemaha Central playing good on the back end. And those linebackers kind of filtered out into the flats, were able to close quickly, not allowing Cottle much time.
I think the receiver on this side is across the line, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
We're waiting for the snap. No penalty marker. Quarterback is back. They're setting up the screen. And Cottle had no time even for a screen to develop. He's looking for Thomas Shea. It is going to go incomplete, and Kyle climbs up off the ground.
Yeah, Drew did a great job of backpedaling there, trying to get that screen pass in. But, again, just no time to let the screen pass develop right there, and it'll be a fourth down, and we're going to see the punt unit. I need a yellow piece of paper.
Oh, we have some right over here. Here, you just take all that you want. Single man is going to be back for the return for Nemaha Central. He'll settle in at his own 25-yard line. The punt is away. It is a high, spiraling kick, and it is going to be fair caught around the 30-yard line for Nemaha Central by Braden Uphouse, a junior. And the Thunder will have it first and 10 in their first possession of the evening, operating at their own 31-yard line. MHMA, Gus, took 46 seconds off the clock in their first possession of the game. We're at 11:14 to play here in the opening quarter.
You're going to kind of want to take a little more time off the clock than that. But, again, throwing the ball two times in both incomplete passes is going to speed up your time of possession.
Quarterback, it's Gavin Kane. He's going to have a little wraparound handoff, busting into the left side to the 30, 35, 6, maybe 7-yard line, picking up a half a dozen yards. It's going to be Sam McWilliams. We're going to be talking about Sam a lot tonight. He is the lead running back for this team, a senior, and he is a good one. Thomas Shia with the coverage for MHMA. Nemaha Central quickly up over the football, looking at a second down at about 4 at their own 37. A little bit of a high snap. The handoff again is going to go to the running back. This time he's hit behind the line of scrimmage. McWilliams will be dropped for a loss by Adam Cottle. Great job by Cottle getting into the backfield and able to, once the play slowed down a little bit, Cottle was able to reach in there, make the quick tackle. And so you were looking at 2nd and 4. They're actually going to give him back to the line of scrimmage. Let's call it 3rd and 4 for Nemaha Central. 10:23 left here in the first quarter of play.
They take a long look over the far sideline at head coach Michael Glatzik, and he will send the play in from the near sideline. Now they're going to have to hustle up a little bit. They're still looking to the far sideline. Some confusion here for the Thunder on his 3rd down 3 call. Long count, quarterback takes a snap, same play, same way, up the middle, big yardage, 45, and right up to midfield goes Cooper Hike, and it's going to be a gain to midfield, 1st and 10, Nemaha Central.
That time, Cooper Hike doing a great job of just slowing up, letting the big blockers develop a lane, and then exploiting it for a big run. A nice 1st down for Nemaha Central, keeps this drive alive and out near midfield.
Andrew Henry wide to the left side, Braden Uphouse. Going to build a slot to the left. They'll go motion to the right side with Blake Stahlbomber. Quarterback is going to keep it himself. He's in the middle of the line, and there is maybe a gain of a yard. Maybe just got back to the line of scrimmage. Let's call it a 2nd down 10. Thomas Shia, he does such a nice job. Just covers the field. He's a real, you call him a ball hawk.
Yeah, he likes to get in there, likes to mix it up inside the box, and that time able to get downhill, make a tackle. And that play kind of got thrown off early on because the snap was over the left shoulder of the quarterback. He had to catch it, regroup, and by that time, everything had broke down.
Quarterback Gavin Kane from the pistol, running back behind him, and we've got our first penalty of the game being assessed from the near side as we've got an offside on one of the receivers on the near side for Nemaha Central. That's going to cost him 5.
It's going to be encroachment on the defensive end. Oh,
is it? I saw the encroachment sign. I thought it was the offside on the near side.
What happened was the defender kind of came forward, and at that time the receiver flinched, and they're going to say that because the defender was across the ball first.
So make that a 2nd and 5, a quick 5 easy yards. Handoff running back, big guy powers forward. 45 down to the 40, and it's a 1st and 10 for the Thunder. Cooper Hike. Okay, guys, you talk about the signs on the front line for Nemaha Central. At the running back spot, you've got Cooper back there, and he is also going 6'2", 2.25".
Well, I was going to say 6'2", 2.25" is just about right on Cooper Height. I mean, he's just a big guy back there, and again, nothing fancy, a downhill runner.
And they're going to run the same play, same way. He'll go into the middle of the line, gets inside the 30-yard line, works his way over to the right, glides to the edge, finds a little daylight, and he's going to pick up about 5 more. If you're Nemaha Central, and you can run the A-B gap and pick up 5 at a carry, that's a good night.
Right, but I love what Coach Glasnick's doing right now. It's working. Why switch it up?
No reason. 2nd down 5 of the Raven 32, and we've got another encroachment by the Raven defense, and that was just another full-on jump into the neutral zone.
And right now, if you're watching Nemaha Central, they are patient. They are running some plays on 1. They're running some plays on 2. And you don't see that a whole lot in high school.
I was going to ask you, in high school, don't you usually, by the halftime, know what the count's going to be?
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of times in high school, guys are going to run it on 1 because they don't want to cost themselves 5 yards. And tonight, Nemaha Central running on multiple counts.
Quarterback's going to keep it himself. Now makes the late pitch. He'll sweep to the left of the 30, 25, 20, down to the 10-yard line. Carrying defenders all the way to the 5. It's going to be a 1st and goal on the wheels of Cooper Hike.
That time coming up with the tackle for Moore Hill Mount Academy. It's going to be Carl Sargent, the sophomore, making the stop on the play. But not before Nemaha Central able to pick up another 1st down.
It was a great job by Gavin King. The quarterback made that play happen as he waited with the option to the left side and made that pitch at the latest moment. 1st and goal to the 5. Quickly, here comes the Thunder. The handoff in the middle of Hike. He's down to the 2.
That time making the stop. Sam Joyce, 6'2", 270-pound junior defensive lineman, able to plug the gap quickly, but for Nemaha Central, picking up a short gain. They are looking at a 2nd and goal at, let's call it the 2.
Shea comes in. Taylor will come out here on this second and goal of the two, and we've got more movement, but that might have been on the offense. Yes, false start against Nemaha Central. First penalty of the night against the Thunder. Remember how MHMA took about 46 or 7 seconds on their first possession? The Thunder still driving, and we're at 6.5 minutes. They've used nearly half of the opening quarter on this, their first possession of the night. May have something here. Long count, Gavin Kane. Motion will go right. He will hand off on a little jet sweep, darting into the end zone, untouched. Touchdown, Nemaha Central. That was Braden Uphouse carrying it in. And from 7 yards out, Nemaha Central goes in front at 6:20 to play in the opening quarter. Because I am impressed with Nemaha Central, not just the way they were able to run the ball. Notice they did not throw the ball any. But how many guys touched the ball? How many different running backs were they able to utilize on that series? Very, very impressive.
Yeah, they're going to be a tough team to prepare for, right? Because they can throw multitude of backs at you. Now the left-footed kick is up. Got it.
And it is through. Count the PAT for Jaden Thomas of Nemaha Central, and we're going to take a timeout. A break coming at 6:20 to go in the opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas. Nemaha Central 7, MHMA nothing.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christy McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
And again, the kick by Thomas. This is going to hit at the 30, be picked up by the Ravens at the 22-yard line. Coming up the right side, crossing the 30, and then being lifted up and put to the ground. The return for the Ravens by Lanston Taylor, and MHMA will have its second possession of the evening. 7-0, Nemaha Central here in the early going of the ball game. We're just about midway through this opening quarter. Crowd continues to filter in, and stands continue to fill up. A great turnout here for Homecoming 2021 here at Mar Hill Mount Academy. Quarterback Drew Connell running back on his right hand. Now they'll look over to the near side. In the backfield, that is going to be Thomas Shea. Trips to the left side, the wide side. Connell's back to throw. Fires one over to the near flat. It's going to be caught on the sideline and stumbling his way out of bounds, Manasseh Miller. And it is going to be right at the first down marker. They're going to call him a yard short, second down one.
That would have been a catch on Sundays. Manasseh Miller doing a great job on the sideline of two-toe tapping it and getting out of bounds just shy of the first down marker, second and two.
Snap back. Here's going to be the handoff. Shea will try to get around the left side. He's going to lose some yardage. Cuts back into the middle. Grab of the shirt tail and slung to the ground by Cooper Hike. There will be a loss of about 5. Just already, and again, we're halfway through a little more than here in the opening quarter. The philosophies and the attacks by these two teams are very different and pretty much apparent already, I think.
Yeah, you can figure it out. Right now, Morgan Mount Academy wanting to throw the ball around a little bit, try to get to the corners. And for Nemaha Central, they don't care. They just want to smash mouth football.
We got a penalty marker sailing as Drew Cottle keeps it around the near side. And the question for Nemaha is, do you accept the penalty? And I would doubt it, as Drew did not pick up much yardage of any.
Well, ball's at the 40, or excuse me, at the 30. You could back him up to the 19. You might take it. I mean, if you feel that good about your defense tonight, he's going to say, let's just go and get the ball back right now. So they're going to go ahead and decline this penalty.
5.5 to go here in this quarter. And so the 6:20 So again, they take, 48 seconds off the clock. 47 in the first possession, 48 seconds in the second possession. And the Ravens will be punting the football away. Single man is going back deep as a lot of personnel is changing for these two teams. Braden Uphouse will be the return man. The snap back is beautiful. The kick away, nice, high, in over in. Uphouse from his 30. Cuts all the way to the right side, looking for some blocking. Finds it at the 40, 5:50. Crosses midfield, but there's a marker down. And a great return all the way back to the Raven 35-yard line, which is about the original line of scrimmage for this possession. Well, that one's going to come back.
That time, Nemaha Central had set up a wall on what I would call a right wall, and they ran it on their sideline. But the problem was, you had one of the up guys not able to really close the wall off, so he reached out and grabbed a Raven in pursuit. So it's penalty against Nemaha Central, and this is going to be, from the 42, so back them up. Is it a 5-yard penalty?
Yeah, it's going to be a spot foul from where that flag is laying out there. 5:13 to go in the opening quarter. Lots of games going on around the area this evening. Well, keep an eye on a few of those numbers as the night wears on. You brought one? I even have one of those. We're loaded up tonight.
I often forget this. Hey, the Brewers won tonight. I didn't know baseball was still going on.
So now they're still sorting out this penalty.
So they're going to say, take the 5-yard penalty and re-kick it.
Yeah.
And now Morehill Mount Academy going to leave their offense out on the field for this fourth down call.
Well, that's a big call for the Ravens. They will leave that offense out. Fourth down, 2 at their own 38, and the receiver is 8 yards deep, but the ball's still not snapped. So the 4th and 3 becomes now 4th and 8, and now do we change our mind?
Yeah, I don't think they were ever going to punt that football. I think they were going to try to draw them off and then either take the timeout or let Cottle take 2 steps back and, punt it to nobody.
So we're right back to that punting situation. And again, it'll be Drew Cottle back to punt, Braden Uphouse back to return. This time Uphouse is at his own 30-yard line. This kick is a very high but relatively short kick. Lands out of bounds and could be great field position for Nemaha Central as they're going to say it's out of bounds at the 42-yard line. I thought it was 3 yards out of bounds at the 42.
Yeah, that thing was more up towards midfield.
I would have thought. But that's where Nemaha Central is going to begin this possession. First at 10 at their own 42-yard line.
I can't believe Jorge's hitting leadoff for the Braves.
Why do you have a guy with all that power hitting in the one slot?
Not exactly a contact.
I was going to say, is he that good at contact? I thought I saw him whip a whole lot of time.
So, for Morehill Mount Academy, 2 possessions, about a minute and 30, let's call it a minute and 33 seconds on their first 2 possessions.
4:50 to go in the opening quarter. 7-0. Nemaha Central in front of Morehill Mount Academy here in Atchison. Motion will go to the right side. Quarterback is going to hit it again. Sweep guy. He drops it, bounces right back into his arms, trying to catch the edge, getting to the 50, and spinning across midfield is going to be Braden Uphouse. That was a combination of skill and really good luck.
Yeah, really good luck, especially on a field that, we're looking at the early part of October. Usually that ball doesn't bounce right back to you like that.
But
a big credit there. It'll be 2nd and 3.
Right at midfield, a little bit of a high snap, but pulled down by the quarterback, the hand up into the middle of the line, still on his feet, driving, pushing, shoving, picking up a first down with about a yard to spare. They'll advance the sticks, and Nemaha Central will keep the drive alive as Sam Joyce makes a stop for MHMA. We've got a Raven slow coming to his feet, but he's going to stay out there. Seems like he's doing all right.
The Morehill Mount Academy has a player that went down a little late, and we'll keep it here. Yeah, we'll keep it here real quick. Talk about some scores going on. A first quarter score, Rossville leading Pleasant Ridge right now, 14-0 in that ball game. Rossville is going to be a team that's going to be introduced to this district next year. This district will consist of Pleasant Ridge, Morehill Mount Academy, ACCHS, Rossville, Silver Lake.
Did you get a group text invite tonight?
I did not.
Neither did I. I think that we've been missed
somehow. 4:37 to play.
Wow, here should be a good game in eight-man football tonight. Meade at 5-0 versus Leody, who's 4-1. Over at what? Are the Phoenix at home tonight?
Yes, they are, right across town.
Right now, the Phoenix leading 7-6 with a minute 21 left in the first quarter. A minute 21 left in the first quarter. That's 3 minutes more than, 3 minutes quicker than we are.
After all of that, Raven coming off the field under his own power. They're going to take a glance at him here along the near sideline. It'll be first and 10 at the Raven 45-yard line. The handoff straight up the middle, running over defenders at the 40 to the 35, dragging would-be tacklers goes Sam McWilliams. He's going to be down to the 33-yard line. It'll be another Thunder first and 10. And again, pretty much central. Gus, what do we see? Maybe four plays we've seen. Off tackle, left side, off tackle, right side, and then maybe a sweep each way. Other than that, the ball has never been thrown, and they've done nothing really shifty, you know, nothing really complicated. Just power football. Handoff is going to go to the running back. He goes left side. Off the B gap, 30, 25, down inside the 20, all the way to the 17-yard line. Drew Caudle will make the tackle, and they continue to rumble downfield with the football. That was a carry again by McWilliams.
Right now, Nemaha Central playing football that could be played in a monsoon or a foot of snow.
Right?
I mean, it is just straight downhill football. It is lots of shallow cuts. I mean, there is nothing to this offense right now for Nemaha Central.
McWilliams is going to take the handoff, go into the left side of the line, and get down to the 10-yard line. Got six.
You push the fast forward button about 3 weeks, right? The left side of the lane.
That's not going to be long.
Basketball will be here before we know it.
Lady Ravens begin their season on the 28th. The guys of BC, I think the 30th maybe, something like that. So those games will be here before you know it. Second down four. Down to the 10-yard line. Deep in Raven territory. Now Nemaha Central will look over to the far sideline. Quarterback Gavin Kane checks with coach. They all like what they've got. QB will take the snap on the option. We'll go into the middle, and the defense is waiting for him. And that was a great job, Gus, by the defensive end on the outside to get in between the quarterback and the option running back, giving him no option. He had to hold the ball and cut back in.
Great job right there by Carl Sargent, making another big stop on the play. Carl, the guy getting a little extra time in that defensive backfield.
Third down again at the 10-yard line. They'll hand off. Right side it goes, very close to the first down goes McWilliams. And that time he takes it off the right side. The official's running up, and we're going to look it over, first and goal. They'll say just nose up to the 5-yard line. Nemaha Central taking a lot of time off the clock.
Matt, Jake, and Toby are usually right there, so I'm sure they probably were making sure that was a good spot on that play.
Does one of them take a knee and close one eye and kind of look across the field?
Yeah, that's Toby. He's got that really good eye right down the line.
Two to the left. I don't know why. Here's Gavin Kane. He will turn, hand off to McWilliams. He'll go right side to the 2-yard line. Ravens making a tackle down there. Looks like maybe Taylor. It will bring up a second and goal, a couple of yards out. Nemaha Center with its second possession of the game, looking for its second touchdown of the first quarter. This time the handoff again and untouched into the end zone. There goes Sam McWilliams, touchdown Nemaha Central.
Yeah, Sam McWilliams on a 2-yard touchdown run, and for Nemaha Central, two-yard touchdown run, two possessions, two touchdowns. And right now they're going to bring in for the point after Jaden Thomas.
Yeah, we talked about him a moment ago. You don't see a lot of left-footed kickers. It's going to be held by running back and wide receiver Andrew Henry. Andrew says, call my number besides just to hold the ball tonight, coach. Snap is good. The placement excellent, but the kick is going to fail, and we've got a timeout on the field. 1 minute, 39 seconds ago in the opening quarter. It is down. Nemaha Central 13, Mar Hill Mount Academy nothing.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
The fall blizzard menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped strawberry, and the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie. And the featured blizzard of the month is the Reese's Pieces Cookie Dough Blizzard. Find it all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
Happy to have you with us here, Guy Layfield, on the campus of Marhill Mount Academy in Atchison, Kansas, where the visitors out of Seneca and Omaha's Thunder lead 13-0. Ravens with a couple of return men, settling back just inside their own 20-yard line. And again, it'll be Jaden Thomas to boot it away. Here's the advance. There's the kick. It is not real deep. It'll bounce at the 25. Get picked up at the 20. Scooting around to the right side, looking for room. No blocking there. Back to the 25-yard line. And tell you what, Gus, Manasseh did a great job looking for some room, but when you have no blocking in front of you, that makes it a hard job.
Yeah, at that point, you just have to lower the shoulder pads and push forward and just see what you can come up with. For Morehill Mount Academy, they're going to start this drive back at their own 25-yard line. For Nemaha Central, again, going to just sit back in that 34 defense and rely on their bigs up front, especially Connor Dieters.
And the Ravens will have a running back, Shia, to the right hand of quarterback Cottle. Two receivers each way. Cottle is back. The left-handed quarterback thrown to the left side of the field, and it's going to be high and overshot and incomplete across the way. Looking for Langston Taylor. Can't get to it. And if he did, he would have been 3 or 4 yards out.
Well, and the problem with that play for Morehill Mount Academy was it was a delayed blitz right there by Cooper Hike. So the snap comes, he gives it a 1 second, and then goes. Well, the problem is the guard never saw him. He ran right through untouched, and Cottle just had to let one fly.
Ravens look over to the near side. They're going to telegraph in a completely new play, and now they're going to reset this thing. We're down to a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Cottle's back to throw. The blitz is on. He's running for his life, going back. He's back at the 15, back at the 10, and then just dumps it. And the way he got rid of that, guys, he was out of the pocket. Or, you know, out of the pocket in the back, but then never got to the line of scrimmage. There might have been a receiver nearby, Cooper Hike, Braden Uphouse, coming on the blitz.
Cooper Hike is so fast, right? He's able to get into the backfield untouched, and the problem is he's probably just as fast as Drew Cottle, so Cottle wasn't able to put any room between himself and the defender, and he said, hey, let's get rid of this, not take a big loss. And now, with a minute 21, Morehill Mount Academy, 12 seconds into this drive, looking at a 3rd and 10.
Football still at their own 25-yard line. They're going to go with little Diamond on the right side of receivers. QB is back, looking right. Now throwing deep. He's got his man downfield and batted away. A tremendous defensive play. Looking for Lance and Taylor, but Braden Uphouse, Gus, just shadowed him, threw a hand up, and slapped the ball away. He was well thrown.
Yeah, it was a great pass, and I really thought he was going to be able to get it to the receiver, but Braden Uphouse showed great closing speed, got in front, and got a hand on the football, able to knock it away. Incomplete pass, and with a minute 16, Morehill Mount Academy is set to punt the football away. What was that,
17-second possession. Snap back at the numbers, a good one. The kick is away, high, wobbly, not very deep. Bounces on the 50, and Ravens are going to cover it up at the 46-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10. Nemaha Center with superb field position and just over a minute to go in the opening quarter. They lead in the ballgame 13-0. We're going to get a timeout. Ravens taking the timeout, so shall we. Timeout with a minute 6 to go in the first. It remains Thunder 13, Ravens nothing.
It's back to school and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
With a minute six to go in the opening quarter, Nemaha Central comes out over the football, leading it 13-0. Quarterback, the snap is high. He loses the handle and jumps back on top of it, covers it up, and Gavin Kane. Because for a while, he couldn't even find the ball. It hit him in the hands. It was above his helmet and shot straight up into the air.
For Nemaha Central tonight, they've had a few problems with that snap. But how many times have we seen the ball hit the ground and pop right back up into the ball handler's, you know, midsection?
Dylan Larcher is wide to the left side for the Thunder. They're going to go two to the left, two to the right, a wing to the right, and no one to the backfield this time for the first time tonight. Quarterback will keep it himself, draw straight ahead, and tripped up as he crosses the line of scrimmage. Falls forward for a yard, perhaps two, no more than that. And that's going to be the final play of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the field after one in Atchison. Nemaha Central 13, Morehill Mount Academy nothing.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
But as the two teams are still huddled up around the respective coaching staffs, and we get ready to go to the second quarter. Gusty, you know, I'm not a big fan of the time of possession statistic. I've always felt that was very bogus, and you know, it really is not necessarily reflective of a lot of things, but well, maybe tonight it is.
Yeah, you shouldn't be surprised that you kind of align with the Howard Cosell idea, right?
Yeah, okay. I'm down with that. I'm okay with that.
You know, the other day I heard somebody talking about the Chiefs had like the fewest amount of minutes with football this season.
Okay.
But the most points per possession at like 3.8 points every time they touch the football. Like, now we're baseballing this thing.
See, it's all a matter of how you want to look at it. Quarterback is back to throw. Flares one over to the right flat. It's going to be caught there, getting a block, and he breaks free at the 45-40. Down to the 35, down to the 20, down to the 10, dragged down at the 5-yard line. The first pass of the evening for Nemaha Central goes for almost 50 yards to Cole Hermish.
Drew Cottle coming over, making the touchdown saving tackle on the play. And for Nemaha Central, they're going to make a handful of substitutions on this play. They're going to get big and look for him to just run the ball straight down the hill. I mean, here's the deal. The center doesn't even really care about what the call is. He's up over the football already.
Here's the thing. When Hermes caught that ball, there were a couple of defenders near him. I thought one was going to make the tackle, but he got so fast, he just outran them.
They got too close to him, right?
Is that what it was?
Sit back, play the ball in front of you.
Quarterback, hands off, power run, right side, down to the 2. And it will bring up now a second and goal for the Thunder. We're in the early moments of the second quarter.
For Morehill Mount Academy getting in on the stop, Jonathan Ngwaba making the stop for MHMA. And now, second and goal from the 2 for Nemaha Central. Both of their touchdown runs from 2 yards.
Well, here's Cooper Hike. He will take this handoff, and he will lean and push and shove and score a touchdown, Nemaha Central. Cooper Hike from 2 yards out, and as you call it, the third 2-yard touchdown score for Nemaha Central. And at 10:57 to go in the opening half, they stretch their lead now to 19-0, and will they go for 2?
Sure.
I think that that's exactly what's going to happen here. The offense has not even made an effort to exit the field. They took a look over to the far side, and with the success they're having straight up the middle, I can't imagine it won't be Cooper Hike carrying it again.
See, and look, they spread the field and get Morehill Mount Academy with only one backer in the box.
Kane is back. He is going to throw it. Now rolls, now looks, now throws, and it is batted to the ground and incomplete. The two-point attempt unsuccessful. We're taking a timeout at 10:57 to go in the opening half. It is now Nemaha Central 19, MHMA nothing.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Well, Nemaha Central has the ball on the tee. Jaden Thomas says, I want to put a toe to this thing. And here comes the Raven kick return unit on the field. It's Lansden, Taylor, Manassa, Miller at their own 10-yard line. Jaden Thomas kicks it. End over end, again, very short, bounces at the 25, picked up there, took him a minute, dancing around, picking up a couple 3 yards, but not much in the return, and Blake Korber is downfield for Nemaha Central, and the Ravens, once again, are going to begin inside their own 30-yard line. Early second quarter, high school football here on Care Radio.
It's got to be, like,
how? Yeah,
12
yeah.
years.
Oh, you tell me, maybe, at least, yeah.
All right, so at the 10:52 mark, Morehill Mount Academy will take over for what is going to be their fourth possession of the ball game, their first possession here in the second quarter.
It's a first and 10. Quarterback is back. Pass and they'll bat it in the air, and it's going to go incomplete. That was high risk as the defensive end reached up. You talked about how tall and big those guys were. Got a hand in it, and Mark Harris had the wherewithal to just knock that ball to the ground over there.
Yeah, Mark Harris doing a great job of knocking the football away from Braden Uphouse, or else that was probably going to turn into a pick six over there.
10:48 to play in the half, and now a marker down to the Raven backfield, and it is an illegal procedure.
Yeah, the problem was you were going to run a sweep play coming out to the left, and your guard just got away a little too early. So a 10-yard penalty. Now Morehill Mount Academy looking at a 2nd and 15 with 10:48 left here.
You've got one-on-one coverage on the outside four receivers and three down linemen for Nemaha Central.
Look at this. See, Nemaha, Morehill Mount Academy spreads the field, but Nemaha Central still keeps two backers in the box.
Quarterback will keep it himself. Cottle will kick outside, get some room to the 30, 35, uses his excellent speed, and he's going to be up to the close to the 35-yard line. They're going to pump him out of bounds across the way into the Nemaha Central sideline. Nice carry there for the Ravens by the 6'2 senior, Drew Cottle. This may be already the longest possession of the game.
Just about there.
Yep. For MHMA. It is a 3rd down 5. They will look to the near side. They're down. They've been a minute now, right?
Not quite.
Okay. There's your snap. Drew is back to throw. He's chased sack back at the 20-yard line. Drew Cottle was pursued, chased, and Wade Leonard got back there and got a textbook tackle, wrapped him up around the knees, and just toppled him over. And the Ravens are going to be punting away once again.
And you know what they did right there for Nemaha Central? They overloaded the blind side, knowing that when Cottle drops back, he's not going to be able to feel them coming off that edge. And now they're going to be set to punt, and this possession will last over a minute.
Nemaha Central may be going after the kicker here. They've got 10 guys on the line of scrimmage. The boot is away. Nice kick. Fielded at the 46. Over to the left side, 50. Loping down the left side, 45. Walk of the tightrope to the 40. And they'll say he steps out of bounds at the 32-yard line. Because that was a very graceful return over there by Braden Uphouse for Nemaha Central. First and 10. Thunder, deep now in Raven territory. The longest by far possession for the Ravens today at a minute 31. 9:20 to go in the opening half. It is 19-0, Nemaha Central.
So for Nemaha Central, this is going to be the start of their fourth possession. They've got three possessions so far that have ended in two-yard touchdowns.
I'm looking at that purple out there for the Thunder. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago with Harmon. It's a very similar, you know, kind of a Northwestern or TCU or Minnesota Vikings kind of a purple. Snap is back. QB will keep it himself this time. Goes into the middle. Ravens ripping and tearing at the ball, but wrapping it up and holding on to it nicely is going to be Gavin Kane and Carl Sargent. Oh, tell you what, Carl's having a nice game.
Yeah, right now, Carl Sargent getting out there and doing a lot of nice things. A 5'10", 140-pound sophomore. Really not scared to mix things up for MHMA. It's called a gain of 8 on the play. It'll bring up a 2nd and 2 now for Nemaha.
8:45 and running along here in this opening half. Nemaha Central. It's 4th possession of the game. QB is back. Throws one over the middle. Threads the needle. It'll be complete down to the 20-yard line. And Thunder will advance the sticks. 1st and 10 at the Raven 20-yard line.
That time coming up to make the stop for MHMA is Lanston Taylor. I'm going to tell you, he got hit pretty hard by the wide receiver on that play.
Ravens have been banged around a little bit out there tonight.
Not often that a wide receiver delivers the blow on that kind of a play.
Inside 8.5 to go in the first half. Wide to the near side is Cole Hermish. Slot right. Braden Uphouse. You go wide to the left side also. I think that's Leonard over there. Running back is going to lead the backfield. He's in motion. The pass will go to the running back, and it's over his head and out of the reach of Sam McWilliams and incomplete. What they were trying to do is throw it over into the right flat, utilize those two wide receivers and then the wingman who had broken out there to give him a little lead block down the right side and, you know, see what he can do in the broken field.
Yeah, now we're expanding the playbook a little bit, right? You're up 19. You've kind of established what you want to do, and now you can start to spread it out a little bit if you want to, because then once the defense starts to spread back, then it opens up the middle again.
Here's the thing. Sam McWilliams not able to reach that pass. Had they had Cooper Hike out there, he's much taller. He could have. Here's a design quarterback draw straight ahead to the 20, down to the 15, and maybe even down to the 14-yard line goes Gavin Kane. Bennett Wilkes with the stop. It is a 3rd down 5 for Nemaha Central. This is about the third and the longest yardage situation they've been faced with this evening. Quarterback will take it. Hand off. And there's the power run we've been expecting. They'll go to the right side, down to the 10, down to the 5, hurdling a defender. It goes down to the 1-yard line. Racing to the edge and coming up just short of the end zone. Very nice tackle on the near side for the Ravens as they were able to stretch that play out. And it is going to bring up a 1st and goal. Sam McWilliams with that carry. 1st and goal from a yard out. Quarterback, hands off, McWilliams. Touchdown, the shortest TD of the night. 3 2-yard to now a 1-yard touchdown run for the Thunder. They will extend their lead now to 25-0 at 7:20 to go in the first half. Now will the Thunder go ahead and revert back to kicking for the PAT? Or looks like maybe they're just going to go ahead and huddle this thing up and go for 2 once again. Hit the 1st PAT, missed the 2nd, went for 2 on the 3rd that failed. And now after their 4th touchdown, let's see what the plan's going to be. Running all the way over to the far sideline, quarterback Gavin Kane talks to coach and coach says, let's just leave that offense right out there, shall we? McWilliams at the tailback spot. Gavin Kane, the snap, back to throw, looks left, throws the fade into the corner of the end zone. It's good for two, caught by Braden Uphouse. We've got a timeout. With the successful two-point conversion, we're at 7:20 to go with the opening half. It is now Nemaha Central 27, MHMA. Nothing.
This flu season, drive-thru flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
As we get back to Guy Galley Field, the kickoff by Jaden Thomas is going to be short. It's going to be fielded by an upback. That's going to be Thomas Shea at the 30. He'll return it to the 35-yard line, and that's where Morehill Mount Academy will start their fifth possession of the evening.
It's not terrible field position for the Ravens to begin this series, but it is kind of familiar field position. Quarterback is going to take a little wraparound handoff here. Shea hit at the line of scrimmage, and he'll be dropped. Probably got back to the line of scrimmage. Certainly no more than that for Thomas as he runs into that big D-line. So for the Ravens, guys, they just look over what's going to work here. They're having trouble running the ball into the middle. They're having trouble getting the pass the way the quarterback, when he goes back to throw, is being rushed. Something fierce. Ravens are going to have to find something that works. What, screens, draws, something like that maybe? Take advantage of that aggressive defense.
Screens, draws, quarterback boots.
Back to throw again. Cottle chased, hit, gets away from the first guy. Two more coming after him. He will throw one, and Haston is incomplete on the near side.
That time, Nemaha Central had three guys in pursuit. Over there, you had Cooper Hike and also getting in there, Jake Hundley. But the first guy to really mess that play up from the start, that was Levi Krasinger, the senior.
Well, here's the deal. Ravens are just going to have to find a thing. And early in the game, the Thunder found their thing, just running straight ahead, off tackle, off guard, both sides, and just downhill, as you call it. And Ravens need to find their thing that will work for them tonight. 6.5 to go here in the opening half. 27-0, Nemaha Central in front. Caught a very, very long count. Snap. Back to throw, fires a BB, and it's way too high, way too tall. Looking for Manasseh Miller over in the right flat. He had two close coverage and one over the top coverage. So really three guys around him. And so for MHMA, it is fourth down. And what are we at? 13-29, so 42-second possession.
That is their second shortest possession of the night.
Drew will be there to punt it away. Pickup return man is going to be Uphouse at his own 30. Snap back, just beautiful. Kick of the way, it is outstanding. Uphouse takes it on the run at the 30, drops the ball, it's on the ground, and Nemaha Central covers it up. Because I would suspect, without keeping the numbers right in front of me, Nemaha Central has probably had four fumbles in this game and has recovered every one of them.
Yeah, every one of them has taken either a perfect bounce or that one that gets away from him. He's got another guy around him.
Yeah, Cole Hermish is right there.
The next closest player was in a white jersey at that point.
Here comes the Thunder offense. Four possessions, four touchdowns. And they're going to bring a receiver. That's a new receiver. This tall, tall guy out here, Dylan Lortcher. I've not seen him over here on this side. And he is probably 6'5". And they're looking for him. And he's all alone, undefended. And can't come down with the catch. He turned in and the, couldn't, I don't think, find the ball right away, and there was absolutely no one near him.
Yeah, that time the quarterback, Gavin Kane, needed to really just throw more of a post pattern. Instead, he threw it over the outside shoulder. If he throws it down the field and more towards the middle of the field, it's going to be six. At that time, the receiver just got turned up, turned around trying to find that pass. Dylan is just a big guy out there.
Oh, my gosh, he is so tall. Here's a handoff to the running back, straight ahead, running over, spinning, running through 50, 45, Ravens 40-yard line. Power run by Cooper Hike. Because he carried that thing for, what, about 20 yards straight up the middle.
And as quickly as that, Nemaha Central back over the football.
Ravens barely back across the line of scrimmage. I hand it off to Hank again. He hurdles at the line of scrimmage, puts his head down, now cuts back to the left side across the green, gets inside the 35-yard line, carries tacklers all the way down to the 30. And another huge run. Adam Connell with the stop on the play, and that is going to be very close to another first down. They say, yeah, move those chains.
So you look over to the far sideline. They've got an assistant coach that's calling in the offensive plays to Nemaha Central. But after a big play, you'll look over and he's giving a big windmill. He looks like a third base coach sending a guy. That means get over the football and run the previous play.
Hiker still in the backfield. Quarterback is going to keep himself. Ducks inside. He's at the 25, 20, down to the 15, and dropped down by the shirt tail at the 10-yard line.
Warhol Mount Academy saving a touchdown right there, and it's going to be Manasseh Miller, the cornerback on the far side, able to make the stop for the Ravens, but not before another first down for Nemaha Central.
Nemaha Central just running and running the football tonight. 5.5 to go in the half, and the Thunder are threatening their fifth touchdown of the game. They will have it first and, first and 10 at the 10.5. It's just outside the 10.
You know I love that.
I know how much you really enjoy that. Cooper Hike is your running back. He will step up to the right hand of the quarterback. Motion will come to the right. QB's back to throw. Fires one into the back of the end zone. It's juggled. It's caught. It's a touchdown. Touchdown, Nemaha Central. And Cooper Hike had come out of the backfield. Because without the ball, he just goes right to the middle of the defense, straight through the linebackers, and to the back of the end zone where he's standing there for that reception. PAT coming up now. For the Thunder. And again, they're going to go two left, two right, and Cooper Hike in the backfield. Gavin Kane waits the snap, hands off Hike, puts his head down, leaning, pushing, and the defense is able to stop the inertia. He does not get in, and we have a timeout at 5:01 to go in the half. Nemaha Central increases its lead. Thunder 33, Ravens nothing.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig products. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pigs. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
With each kickoff, the Raven return men shorten up a couple of 3 yards every time. They're all the way up now to the 30-yard line. Now this ball is up. It's short, rolling around the front line. Guys of the Ravens are having trouble corralling it, and Nemaha Central will recover the short kick. Gus, was that an intentional short kick?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Jaden Thomas is out there, and he's not a guy who's going to boom the ball, and he's not a guy who's going to spot one up and kick it outside the numbers. He's just a guy who kind of kicks the ball, and where it ends up, and that time it just kind of squibbed sideways off the tee and hit the up back, and Nemaha Central is going to take over in MHMA territory at the 47-yard line.
As we're at exactly 5 minutes ago here in the first half, Nemaha Central with another offensive possession. Quarterback will hand up again as the Jets sweep to the right side of the 45-40. Cutting to the right side, 30. Down the numbers at the 25. Breaks the tackle at the 20. Battling for his balance at the 10. Down to the 9-yard line. That was simply a jet sweep to the right side. When he got to the edge, kicked on the speed, and a great run by Sam McWilliams.
Yeah, Sam McWilliams is more of what you expect to be the downhill runner of this group, right? Like, a lot of the other guys like to get outside, but that time Sam McWilliams showed some excellent speed as he got to the corner, turned the edge, and split the defenders.
It is a first and, again, 10 at the, they're going to call it the 11. That ball is on the ground, and again, Nemaha Central picks it up. They'll lose 5, because I believe that is the 5th and possibly 6th fumble by the Thunder. And Colonel Sargent was right there for the Ravens.
You know who that kind of reminds me of is William Penn, right? Penn is a team who will have, you know, 7 fumbles in a game and maybe lose 1. And right now, for Nemaha Central, they're just getting all the right bounces, right? I mean, you are 5 possessions in, 5 touchdowns. That last kick went off an MHMA player. You were right there to pick it up. I mean, just you're coming up 7s on all these drives.
Back to throw on a 2nd down 15. The fade, left side of the end zone, and dropped. That was a nice defensive play by Manassa down there for MHMA. And it will bring up a 3rd and long. This is the first 3rd and long for Nemaha Central tonight.
I bet you could probably come up with a play call here, right? It's not going to be, you know, too dramatic. I believe it's going to be something at the middle. Wouldn't be shocked if Sam McWilliams gets the ball here because, again, you only have to pick up half of it. You're shooting for 7. Anything over is a plus.
Yeah, because you're going to go on for it. And so if you get halfway there, it's a good call. McWilliams is in their backfield. Quarterback is back to throw. They'll have a little crossing pattern in the backfield, but that thing working down the left side and it is going to get up some yardage. As he dances the edge, Braden Uphouse will take it down around the 5-yard line.
That was okay. Almost like a wide receiver screen.
Exactly
yeah.
What that was.
Off to the left side. And as Braden Uphouse nears the sideline, he started to idle down, and everybody thought he was going to step out. And next thing you know, he kicks it into overdrive and gets down inside the 5. They're going to mark him down at, the 2-yard line.
There you go. It is 4th down. They could get a 1st down, inches away. Here comes Nemaha. Quarterback Gavin Kane, and are we going to get a Thunder timeout? We are taking a break. Joseph will be right back. 3:10 to go in the half. Thunder's threatening. They lead 33-0.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Let's see what the Thunder has drawn up on this 4th down call. Quarterback makes a pitch. McWilliams at the 5, 3, 2, 1. End zone touchdown, Thunder. Sam McWilliams, and here's a very late penalty marker thrown by the referee tonight.
I have a feeling a Thunder player said something that the white hat didn't like. But, you know, might have been something about the alma mater.
Who knows what it could have been about, but
so
it will not take off the point.
No.
And it will not affect the PAT, right?
Yeah, it would affect the PAT.
I didn't know if this was assessed later or when it was going to be.
So, dead ball, unsportsmanlike conduct against Nemaha Central. They're going to assess it on the kickoff. So,
and again, here comes the Nemaha Central Point After Unit. This is what their sixth appearance in this game, and we're 3:03 to go in the first half. They're going to kick this thing again. Jaden Thomas. He's one of two at PATs tonight. And it's mishandled by the holder. He's going to pick it up. He's going to throw it into the back of the end zone, and it's caught and then dislodged. What a great play by the Ravens downfield to knock that ball out of the hands of the Whitby receiver, and we got a timeout. It's a wild one here tonight at Guy Galley Field. We got 3:03 to go in the opening half. Now, Nemaha Central 39, Ravens scoreless.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Well, after the penalty has been assessed, this ball is going to be kicked by the Thunder from their own 25-yard line, and a new kicker, and he's a big man. Connor Dieters is out there. He is the big nose tackle. He just booms that thing. It is all the way down to the 30-yard line. We're slipping and falling, and it is going to be down for the Ravens at the 28. Wow. So they bring in the big guy, and he does nothing but just run straight ahead and kick it as hard as he can.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, you say, hey, how far do you think you can kick it? He's not going to get down there.
Yeah. Carl, I guess let's see.
Carl was the king of that.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
It's just, yeah. I don't know how far. I'm just going to kick it. We'll see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
First and 10, Ravens. 3:02 to go here in the first half. And the quarterback, Drew Caudill. Gia on his right hand. Thomas Gia has not gotten a lot of touches tonight. Caudill is back to throw. Iso pass over the middle, and it's intercepted at the 40. 35, 30. Down the right side, 25, 20. Looking for some help. Gets a block of the 10. Drug down from behind at the 6-yard line of pass. Intended for Wilkes on the near sideline, and it was just deftly stepped in front of it. Taken away by Aiden Brockstermann. And he made a nice return. In fact, he had grabbed the guy who was in front of him to block and had him lead the way down the field. And Aiden Brockstermann, a sophomore. So, here comes the offense for Nemaha Central.
11 seconds.
That was an 11-second possession, yeah, yeah. Nemaha Central has not failed to score a touchdown on any possession in this game so far.
Right now, the only thing they failed on is PATs.
Cole Hermish is wide to the left side, slot to the left, single man wide to the right side. QB will turn, handoff, big man rumbles in, touchdown, Cooper Hike! Just right off the right side and straight to the goalpost at a 2:47 to go in the half. The score stretches now to 45 to nothing.
Yeah, that time Cooper Hike just running right up the middle. Able to get past the linebackers, walk into the end zone, and now for Nemaha Central. They're going to send the kick unit out, and now they're waiting on one more guy to race in here late.
He was having a cold drink of water and didn't realize he was going to score in a play. Here we go. For the PAT, airborne and good. 2:47 to go. Joseph, hang with us, man. You're doing great. Nemaha Central 46, MHMA, nothing.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Well, the Raven kick return unit's on the field, and this time the kick's going to get away. It'll be taken on the run. Ravens at the 30. Back over to the right side and drug down after a 2-yard return, Lanston Taylor, and the Ravens are going to have their offense back on the field. 2:43 to play in the first half. Right now, goes for the Ravens. You back up, take some baby steps, say, okay, let's get a first down. Let's get the ball to midfield. Let's just progressively have some good things happen, maybe.
Right. Again, you're going to have to start setting some goals and just some small goals. Like, you need to pick up the first down. You need to just start having something good happen. And now, here we go. A holding penalty on the kickoff return. This is going to back this thing up all the way to the 21-yard line is where they're going to squat it down.
So the Ravens are going to begin deep in their own end, 2:43 to go in the half. And we've switched up at quarterback for MHMA, and Mark Harris is back in at the signal calling position. Harris will take the snap, wraps around, hands off Shea, gaping hole. Shea at the 25-30, 35-yard line. Great run, Thomas Shea. That is something that the Ravens have not had tonight, that big run, that gaping hole, and big positive yardage for the Raven offense.
Garrett Schmelzley in on the stop right there for Nemaha Central. A great play right there for MHMA, and that's going to be right, the first down of the game.
It is the first down here tonight. Clock running along. Harris again, wraps around, same place, same man. This time he will break to the right side and pick up about 5 yards, pushed out of bounds into the far sideline.
Over there, Blake Stahlbaumer, a junior, able to make the stop on the play for Nemaha Central. 2:11 left here in the first half.
Ravens are going to go wide to the left side with Bennett Wilkes. He'll go slot to the left. Two receivers also to the right side, the short side of the field. Harris is back. Fires one. Right side. It's going to be taken by Cottle. He will pick up a first down and lunge forward. Oh, I thought he had it, and now they're giving him a much shorter mark than I had suspected. This is going to bring up a third down and one. Third and one, Marshall Mount Academy. Looking to get across midfield. Again, Harris back in at quarterback. Gets a snap, wrap around handoff. Shea goes straight ahead. He'll get to the first down, and then a big scrum. They will stop possession. The Ravens are going to take a timeout. Guess we're going to hang on to it. We've worked poor old Joseph just about to death, and we're going to have a probably substantial halftime, as we expect it will be crowning royalty here, as it is homecoming 2021 for MHMA.
Hey, got a score coming in from a team that's in the Kansas City Atchison League. Schlegel tonight playing Wamego. Wamego right now ahead. The Red Raiders 28, Schlegel nothing. Harry LeCompton leads Osawatomie 42-0 at the break. Kind of flying through some of these. Valley Heights leading Troy 6-0 at halftime. So, great games going on around the state. I'm going to chase one down here in a little bit. Hayes and Dodge. About Hayes 13, Dodge 10. I'm looking to chase down for Raven fans, Benedictine fans,
uh-huh.
The Battle of Topeka. Topeka West versus Highland Park this evening.
two teams coached by former Benedictine football players, huh?
Yeah, so if we can maybe track that.
I got a feeling you're going to be able to make that happen here after a bit.
For Morehill Mount Academy, this is going to be their seventh possession of the game, and right now moving the football, got a couple first downs on this drive and starting to put a little something together.
Their best field position of the game. Quarterback is back to throw and going for it all. Has a man downfield and just overthrows Vanessa Miller all the way down to the 15-yard line. Gus, that ball was over 40 yards in the air off the hand of Mark Harris. He has got an arm.
I thought Vanessa Miller did a great job of getting a step on the cornerback over there and just not able to come up with a football, but a nice throw by Mark Harris.
Here's the thing. Look at that cornerback as he comes back in. He looks more like a D-tackle.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah, I don't think that, you know, two or three trips down the field, I don't think you'll be able to keep up with Miller.
And he's over here talking to the safety, so I'm sure they're going to give him a little help on this.
Quarterback is back, throws one into the near flat. It's going to be taken by Wilkes, breaks the tackle to the 50. He's at the 45, and he's going to be drugged down to the 42-yard line, picking up another MHMA first and 10. The freshman, Bennett Wilkes, with the catch and carry.
Nice job by Bennett Wilkes over here on the near sideline. He heard footsteps, but was able to hang in there as Gavin Kane was right there to put the hit on him, and going to roll the clock with a minute 10 left here in the first half.
Ravens quickly up over the football. How much would MHMA like to get that goose egg off before intermission? Quarterback is back. She is into block. The pass to the middle is batted and wobbles. The thing was spinning end over end and goes incomplete. Connor Dieters. That's the second or third deflected pass he has had tonight.
He's a big man out there, and when he gets those hands outstretched, it's just tough to throw over him. You're just going to have to really probably try to throw around him. 58 seconds left here in the first half. And if you remember back to the start of the game, Morehill Mount Academy got the ball to start this thing. So Nemaha Central will get the ball to start the second half. So it's big for MHMA. Try getting in the end zone and get something to happen here.
Harris being chased backward, going the wrong way. Now throws it downfield, and he found a man at the 20, or at the 30-yard line. That's Cottle. Gets down to the 25-yard line. How in the world did Harris find him? That was an outstanding effort.
Yeah, great job by Harris. And now MHMA going to call a timeout. We're going to keep it here. Andrew Henry, the outside linebacker, able to stop the play right there. And now Coach Wilkes is not happy because he's saying, I didn't call a timeout. I was signaling in a play. And the officials, I'm sure, are going to still credit him with that timeout.
Yeah, at this point, you know, it would have been very easy to assume he was taking this timeout. He was saying, I had my hands like in a T formation or like an apex kind of a formation.
So that's exactly what he said he was doing. And Coach Glassick says, well, I've got three of them, so let's just go ahead and take one for us to get a little water in here.
Inside the last minute of the second quarter, and Nemaha Central has shown us why they are one of the strong teams in Class 2A. They've been in, what, state title game last couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, they're a good team year in and year out. And Morehill Mount Academy over the years has had some great games against them. But tonight, Nemaha Central just looks stacked.
46-0 as we're inside the last minute of the second quarter. A lot of teams with scores already at the half, it looks like. And some scores similar to this one. How about, you got the Stags.
Yeah, Bishop Miege and Blue Valley right now, 21-17. Miege, Baser Linwood, 40-0 leader at the break against, who are they playing, Wyandotte? Washington. So.
All right, so here come the Ravens with a 1st and 10.
I'm not trying to ruin too many surprises. Joseph's probably sitting there going, come on, guys. I'm going to need these for halftime.
QB's back. Steps up in the pocket. Throws one over the middle. It's going to be tipped and incomplete. Bringing up now for the Ravens a 2nd and 10. Down at the 25-yard line. Connor Dieters. Again, with defense in there. You look out on the field, the first thing you see is Connor Dieters.
Yeah.
I mean, you just, that 6'1" is huge.
So here's how I can gauge this. Sam Joyce was standing right next to him, right? And Sam Joyce had listed him at 6'2", and Dieters has 4 or 5 inches on him.
Here's a pass over to the near side and thrown on the run, but coming up short. A great effort to try to pick it up by Taylor, but it was thrown down near his ankles. He was unable to get down there and grab that thing up.
Yeah, and that time, as Mark Harris rolled outside the pocket looking to find his receiver, he just kind of sidearmed that thing, trying to fling it over there. That way it wasn't going to get tipped. It's going to fall incomplete. Be third and 10 right now for MHMA on a drive that they've been able to put some things together.
Don't think I was saying right-hand quarterback's rolling to the left, it's hard to throw.
Yeah. 2 minutes so far on this drive for MHMA. This is a good one.
Long look over to the near side by Harris, a 6-foot junior quarterback. Takes a snap, chased from behind, rolling, now throws the ball, and it's going to be off the fingertips of Taylor. He couldn't get it hauled in. The defender was right in his hip pocket, and out for the Ravens, it will be a fourth down.
That time, Landon Taylor being guarded by Blake Stahlbaumer over here in the left flat, and for MHMA, the only question is, what play do we call?
I think even for me, the only question is, which pass play do they call? Because the Ravens have kind of abandoned the whole running game right now, it feels like.
So you go on two right here, and hoping maybe you get a free five.
Here is the fourth down 10 call. Quarterback is back. Lobs one, looking for the end zone. He's got Miller, and he can't come down with it. It is incomplete, and the Thunder will take over on down to their own 25-yard line. Half a minute to go in the half.
That time, Holden Bass able to push his way into the backfield. Maybe hurry that thing a little more than Mark Harris really wanted to. Incomplete pass will bring up a turnover on downs. But a good drive right there for MHMA, able to put a little something together. And for Nemaha Central, they're going to start possession number 8 with 31 seconds left.
So do you go to the diamond here? Not necessarily.
Yeah, I don't know. That's going to probably happen.
Let's see what they're up to. Right now, leading at 46-0, which is over half a minute to go in the first half. Very wide to the right side is going to be Aiden Brockstrom. Remember, that tall, lanky sophomore made that long catch a minute ago. Let's see if they utilize him. Instead, they're going to go straight ahead, power run, downhill, left side, carrying the defenders and moving forward with the football, Cooper Hike. And that is potentially the last play of the half. We will wait and see how the Thunder plays this here. They're coming out over the ball, 13-12. I think they're going to get one more off, Gus.
Watch out for the big tall kid over here.
9 seconds. 5 seconds. Hand off again. Just going to be a straight ahead run, and here's at the 45, and up to the 50 as we come to intermission. It's halftime at Atchison. The score at the break here at Guy Galley Field. Nemaha Central 46, MHMA nothing.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Online at mscsports.net. The Amberwell Health Halftime Show begins right after these messages. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
This flu season, drive-through flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
Hey, so good to have you with us here. Guy Galley Field on the campus of Mario Mount Academy here in Atchison, Kansas, where at halftime, the visitors out of Nemaha Central out front, 46-0 over MHMA. Gus, doesn't look like it's dampened the spirits of this huge throng of people who are here for Homecoming 2021 and the Queen candidates getting introduced now and taking it with their escorts out to the center of the field. It's going to be, you know, all of that. It's not going to dampen those spirits.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things going on tonight. And so for the football players, this is the biggest thing tonight, right? But for everybody else, this is the fun, the pageantry, the buildup that is high school football and homecoming here 2021. And, again, nice for these guys to be able to gather back up and do these events this season. To get back to the football action in the first half, for Morehill Mount Academy. They struggled a little bit with the football, right? So in the first quarter, three possessions, 46 seconds, 48 seconds, 17 seconds. But once they got to the second half, or the second quarter, they had two long possessions in there that really helped boost their numbers. 6 minutes, 43 seconds worth of time of possession in the first half for MHMA. But for Nemaha Central, seven possessions, seven touchdowns. On the eighth one, we got to half on two plays. So take a look at some of the scoring and how it occurred for Nemaha Central in the first half. A two-yard run by Braden Uphouse at the 6:20 mark. At a minute 39, a two-yard run by Sam McWilliams. Early on in the second quarter, Cooper Hike says, let's get in there, and he was going to score on a two-yard run. I'm going to have to clean that up for you.
I got it.
There we go.
No problem.
Then a one-yard run by Sam McWilliams. Gavin Kane on an 11-yard pass. That was the only passing touchdown before the first half. A two-yard run by Sam McWilliams and Cooper Hike on another touchdown run.
Three touchdowns for Cooper, three for Sam.
For Nemaha Central, really their biggest issue in the first half was PATs, right? Whether they kicked them or went for two. They were hit or miss.
And I was going to say one of the big issues that they had that never, ever bit them was putting the ball on the ground.
Yeah. I think that if Coach Vlasic still go into the break, those are some of the things we're going to talk about is turnovers. You didn't have any, but you also didn't lock the football away in the first half. Like, you got to do a better job because here's the deal. You get into some games further on down the line, those fumbles are going to get away from you and end up costing you a game.
I'll tell you what, we got a great second half coming up. We'll preview what we've got coming on tomorrow. It'll be a little interesting to talk about that. Kind of a different look for us tomorrow afternoon here on Care Radio. All about it more, but right now, it is homecoming 2021 for the Morehill Mount Academy alumni and students. We'll be back to bring you the second half live with your intermission score. The Thunder, 45, MHMA nothing. We're going to kick it back to the studio. Joseph, he's got halftime.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum,
good evening, and this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to the game tonight. We'll be returning to Tom and guests at the field in just a few minutes. Coming up this week on the Hot Country 93.7 sports calendar, we've got Sports Look coming to you on Thursday night. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday nights, right around 5:15. Then next Friday at 7 p.m., join us as we will have ACCHS versus Republic County. That game of the week is again at 7 p.m. next Friday. For college sports, Benedictine will take on Central Methodist next Saturday at 1 p.m. in Fayette, Missouri. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
from early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
These are the scores as I have them. It's Maranatha at 22 points over Washington County's 8 in the Donovan West Clifton Clyde game. The host Clifton Clyde is at 38 points with Donovan West sitting at 12. In the Valley Falls Burlingame game, it is Burlingame at 34, Valley Falls 12. Frankfurt is leading Hanover 26-8 at the half. The final at the half in the Axtell-Lynn game is Axtell 58, Lynn 8. In the Troy Heights, in the Valley Heights Troy game, it is Valley Heights 6, Troy 0. Horton and Centralia are meeting up. It's Centralia at 35, Horton at 7. In this game, we've got Nemaha Central at 46 with Marhill sitting at 0. ACCHS at Riverside has got ACCH at 0, Riverside leading by 13 points. Mission Valley is sitting at 20 points to Oskaloosa's 6. In the McLouth Silver Lake game, it's McLouth all the way at 49 points, Silver Lake 0. Rossville is leading Pleasant Ridge 49-0 at the half. Royal Valley at Sabetha has got Sabetha at 35 points, Royal Valley 0. In the Rock Creek Jeff West game, it is Jeff West 28, Rock Creek 0. Hiawatha at Horton has got Horton at 42 points, Hiawatha 0. Perry LeCompton is leading Osawatomie 42-0. And in the KC Sumner Atchison game, it is KC Sumner 21, Atchison 14. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets, whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with. Give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
I do have a very quick updated score. In the opening kickoff of the second half, it was returned by the Atchison High Phoenix for a new score of 28 Phoenix, 14 Sumner.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 61. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 91. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, 65. Turning much cooler Sunday and Monday, with highs from the upper 60s to the upper 70s. Chance for scattered showers Sunday. Chance for scattered storms on Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's 71.6 degrees outside right now with a relative humidity of 77%, giving us a feels-like temperature of 77. The barometric pressure is steady at 28.87, and the dew point is 64 degrees Fahrenheit. We'll be joining Tom and Gus Kautz shortly.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
This flu season, drive-thru flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
That wraps up the Amberwell Health Halftime Show. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Stay tuned for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison. We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on CARE 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
So the two teams back out of the field, warming up, getting set to go to the second half. We welcome you back once again to Guy Galley Field on the campus of Marhill Mount Academy in Atchison, Kansas. The visitors out of Seneca. Newhouse Central enjoy a 46-0 lead over MHMA here on Homecoming 2021. Because the crowd continues to hang around and mill around and celebrate. They hear the music in the background. But I'll tell you, a lot of smiles on the near sideline. Despite the score, you're not going to dampen these spirits as they crowned royalty at halftime. And it's all good stuff.
Yeah, we'll see. Your homecoming royalty was, what was it? Madden was the king and Taylor was the queen, right?
Yes.
So
now, we got to talk about tomorrow.
Pat Madden and Blair Taylor.
Yes. We talk about tomorrow. We're usually, you know, kind of previewing our Benedictine College ball game. Well, it's kind of one of those, you know, rough Saturdays because we don't have a football game because Benedictine has an off date, an open date, an idle afternoon, if you will, as it is a line of demarcation between out of district and in district games in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. So we'll get a week off before we go into that home stretch.
Yeah, and the question there becomes, you know, and you'll get to talk to Coach Osborne next week and kind of get a feel for where he stands right now with all that, but with the way the Ravens have played, they are really figuring out the offense and just really starting to click on all cylinders. And I think right now they are where they want to be, but I have a feeling that when you talk to them next week that a week off is not exactly what he wanted, but hey, you do get everybody healthy for that little stretch run right now. The Ravens starting to receive some votes in the national polls, so, you know, you're not exactly where you want to be, but you're within striking distance of where you need to be.
What you are is master of your destiny.
Yep.
I mean, if you are in a position now, you've won, you know, these several in a row, you had some big wins, I mean, very impressive wins. You went out, you're in.
Yep.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah, because, you know, if you got to the mid-season mark and you weren't receiving any votes, you'd be worried about it.
Then you'd be in trouble. Oh, yeah.
But now you are, and again, you went out in the South Division, and all of a sudden, you are a playoff team come,
and,
that middle of November.
Yeah, and I keep talking to some people associated with the program today, and I was lamenting the fact that the conference is getting no love from the National Raiders. I mean, only two teams out of this really good conference that are getting, you know, that are ranked in the top 25, and the KCAC has four? Remarkable.
But you start looking at the KCAC schedule as it runs down the stretch, and the problem is all those teams still have games against each other pretty much down the stretch, so... Here we get ready for the second half. More Hillbound Academy out there. They seem basically ready to go. They're a kicker short. But for Nemaha Central, still huddled up over on the far side of the field.
We've got eight of the kickoff unit out on the field for the Ravens right now. I'm sure they're going to get three more out here in a minute.
This is when you're a young guy. Just run out there. Coach can't stop you at this point. You know?
And I'm looking here. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and 1. So
we need
Nemaha Central has enough.
We need two more
for the Ravens. And the kicker's out here. Zach Sanford's like, guys, I know we haven't done this tonight, okay? I realize we haven't had a kickoff since practice a couple of days ago, but I need two more guys.
Okay. So we got 10.
Here goes one.
Still could use one more if you want it. You don't have to.
No, there's no rule that says you have to have 11. But 11 would be good. We'll see if they...
There we go.
Hey!
Thomas Shea says, I'll go out there. I like hitting people.
I want to play. I just want to play, Coach. Just let me, get me in a game. And here we are set. The Ravens are going to be put in a total of the football for the first time tonight. And there's the advance, and there's the boot. That's a really fine kick. It's going to bound at the 15, 10, 5, into the end zone. And that's as good as it gets. No return... As Brayden Uphouse is back there to bring it back. But Zach Sanford, nice kick. Okay, we talk about this. You try to build on things, right? So you start off the second half with something really good. A very good kickoff that did not need coverage.
Yeah, kick out of the end zone. And for Nemaha Central, start the second half of the 20.
It is first and 10, Thunder. Last guy coming off the far sideline is going to be quarterback Gavin Kane. Gavin has done a superb job of handing out that football. He's distributed it very well. He has thrown well enough when needed. They're going to have Cole Hermish wide to the right side. QB will keep it himself. Followers running back into the hole. Goes outside of the 25. Drug down from behind. And he's going to accelerate up to the 30-yard line. Picking up right at 10 yards on that first and 10 carry. They're going to say it's a first down.
Thomas Shea on the stop right there for Warhill Mount Academy.
Thomas said I didn't get to make a tackle on the kick coverage, so I'm going to make me one right here. Get into the game. First and 10, Thunder. Glad to see how the Ravens are doing. Again, they're going to have single coverage over here on the near side, provided by Nathan Randolph. Quarterback will hand off, a straight ahead run and hit. Not going down and just driving and churning the legs and pushing forward. It's going to be some tough, hard-earned yards for Cooper Hike.
For more Hillbound Academy, Thomas Shea in on another stop. Hey, you know, I had the game I talked about earlier that I was going to find a score.
Yeah,
I found a score. Halftime, Ryan Kelly's Topeka West leading Jermaine Monroe's Highland Park Scots 22-14.
So it's a one-score game. Pretty good. Little wraparound handoff again to Heike. He's hit in the backfield, drags a defender all the way to the line of scrimmage, and maybe even picks up a single yard. Sam Joyce will get credit for the tackle. You know what, Gus? You are a big, strong man if you can carry Sam.
Yeah.
I mean, that is probably as telling a descriptive term as we could use. Now, Sam, breaking his headgear on that tackle is going to have to come off the field. They're going to get that fixed after this down. And we're at 10.5 to go here in the third quarter. Omaha Central, third down at about 3. Quarterback will keep it himself. Gets hit and drops short of the first down. That was an outstanding tackle and a lot of traffic. I think that was Thomas Shea again. So for the Ravens, are we going to see them force a Omaha Central punt? What a great start of the second half that would be for MHMA.
No.
No. Omaha Central with all kinds of faith in their offense on a fourth down one. They're going to leave the offense out there. 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. Long count quarterback turns, hands off, running back. Pushing, drags the defender and picks up the first down across the 40. Give it to Cooper Hike. And here's the thing. He is just almost unstoppable inside a couple 3 yards.
And you know the problem right now is Omaha Central. See, a good play. They like the defense they're running against quickly back up over the football. But these running backs fall forward when they're being tackled.
It is a first and 10 at their own 42. Snap is back. Quarterback is going back. He chases it and picks up the fumble and just takes the knee back at the 30. He says, I don't need to be hit. I'm just going to hand it off to those running backs and we'll pick these yards back up. 9:20 to go in the third. 46-0. Omaha Central in front. But that bad snap, Gus, that goes down as another fumble. That is going to be the loss of 12 yards. And Omaha Central, I believe, now has 7 fumbles this evening. None lost.
Second and 22. And, again, you got a lot of faith in your offense if you go back and just kneel that thing.
Quarterback is back. Kicks one across the field. And it is incomplete to Braden Uphouse. That was as close to a deceit-type play as we've seen the defender come up with as the quarterback turned to the right as if he was going to pitch on a sweep to Hike. And then quickly spun back to his left and threw that pass into the flat, and it goes incomplete. This is third down and a bunch. Third down, 22 from their own 30. NC with the ball, rolling right, rolling, looking, throwing, has his man that's going to be caught, but unable to stop his forward progress at the 45-yard line. It will not be enough for the first down. It got most of it, but now the defender looking at a fourth down, 7.
He got about 14 of it back, 15 of it back right there. And for Omaha Central, this is a little more of a decision, right? You're looking at fourth and 7, the ball at your own 45. And I say it's a decision. They're just going to leave the offense out there and Gavin Kane on the fourth down play.
Thunder says we're not going to punt tonight. I mean, basically is what this says.
We left the kicker in Seneca.
At their own 45-yard line on a fourth down, 7 call. Cooper Hike in the backfield behind quarterback Gavin Kane. QB is back, looking to throw. Fires one over the middle and a diving attempt. It is incomplete. The pass was low for Cole Hermish. He made a valiant effort, couldn't haul it in. And how about that stand by the Raven defense, which was boosted by a considerable amount by that bad snap and a quarterback having to go back and field that ball deep. Ravens will take over in Thunder territory.
But we talked about it early on in the second quarter that for Morehill Mount Academy, they needed to start to set some little goals and try to achieve those and enforce a turnover on downs or at least a possession change. It's a big deal.
Thomas Shea will take the first down carry into the right side of the line, gaining about 3 yards where Wade Leonard of the Thunder makes a stop. They're at the Omaha Central 42-yard line. MHMA second down 7. They trail the 46-0. 7:11 to go in the third. Mark Harris staying in at the QB slot. He shifted back into that after not playing quarterback last week, nor at the beginning of the game here tonight. But he's back there to quarterback. Now he will roll. He will throw, and the pass is going to be high and uncatchable across the way. It will go incomplete.
That time they were throwing the ball off to the right flat, looking for Nathan Randolph, but he heard footsteps, and those footsteps were from Andrew Henry.
For the Ravens, it brings up a third down 7. Running back, Shea on the left hand now of Harris. 4 receivers in the pattern, 2 each way. Now I look over to the near side to Coach Wilkes,
And the attention back at the line of scrimmage. Snap is back. Wraparound handoff, Shea. He's to the 40. Rounds to the right, to the 35. He's got the 34, and he's got a first and 10 Ravens. That was a nice run by Thomas Shea.
Yeah, and that time, Nemo Central sitting back a little bit, really expecting Morgan Mount Academy to continue to throw the ball and try to get themselves, you know, something established. Instead, they kept the ball on the ground, and Thomas Shea with a nice first down run there.
You know where I'm at about running the ball. If you can run the ball, you can win a lot of games. She will take it to the right side, stretches it out, goes all the way to the far sideline, never able to get to the edge, could not pick up any yardage. As Cooper Hike is over there to make sure he did not get going further north. It'll bring up a second down and a 10, but just the Raven offensive philosophy seems to have gone 180 from what we saw in the first half, where it was throw, 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 and then throw a couple of more times. Now, they are looking to generate a ground game.
Yeah, it's like at halftime, Thomas Shea stood up and said, hey, coach, you were still here, because in the first half, they really abandoned the run. Now in the second half, we're seeing them, you know, run the ball pretty effectively.
Trips left, and it's going to be picked off. Look out at the 40. He's going to go to the 40, 35, 30. Down the right side, the defender, the 15. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Jake Hundley. Nemaha Central, 65-yard interception return. And they stretch their lead now to 52-0. 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. That was well-timed and well-executed by Jake Hundley. He just laid back there, saw that play develop, and as the pass was let go, he very nicely timed that and stepped in front of it. And Gus, he was going the other way. There was no chance for anyone to catch him. The PAT is airborne, and it's good. Taking a break 5 minutes ago in the game. It is now Thunder 53, Ravens nothing.
This flu season, drive-thru flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with your Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
The Nemaha kick away. Ravens will field it at the 25-yard line. Bouncing outside across the 30 and up to the 35. Nice return for MHMA. And here comes the Raven offense. 53-0. Nemaha Central's stretched its lead with that long interception return by Jake Hundley. Now they... Officials looking to where we're going to spot this exactly. Looks like the ball is going to be just nose up to the 35-yard line. And still got to see the defender going with that three-down lineman defensive front. At the high school level, we so rarely see this. Snap back. QB back to throw. Harris will kick it over to the right side. And it is going to be caught very near the first down marker by Lanston Taylor. And the official on the other side, he just move
yeah,
it. Just come on.
Moving them.
Get him right up here.
And you talk to more defensive-minded people, and, you know, you could probably ask Caleb Cook about this, why you don't see as many 3-4s in high school football. I think a lot of it probably comes down to, if you're going to run a three-man front, you better have three guys that are able to control that front, right? And be able to create those lanes for linebackers to get through.
Quarterback back to throw. Crossing pattern is going to be caught. It's taken by Wilkes, and he's going to pick up about 9, just inside the 45-yard line. It'll bring up a second down 1. Here's the thing. Nice catch over there
by Bennett, but after he got kind of pinballed around. The three defenders hit him and just banged him around, and he kept his feet and got what he could.
Again, Nemaha Central looking for another pick six there. What happened was Jake Hundley tried to undercut that route, just missed it. And a nice job, though, by Bennett holding on to that football in that traffic.
It is a second down, one for the Ravens inside. That's under 45. Back to throws, Harris blitzes on. He steps up in the pocket. He could run. 45-40. Look at him go up to 35. Hit and down at the 30-yard line. Mark Harris, a great decision and an outstanding run.
Yeah, fantastic job. Realized nothing was open downfield. Realized the whole middle field was vacated. He just tucks the ball, picks up good yardage all the way down to the 30, where MHMA will have it with, let's call it 2:45 left here in the third quarter. I have a first and 10 here in another drive where they're moving the ball well.
Manasseh Miller is going to be the receiver wide to the left side. Slot right, Lanes and Taylor. Wide right, Bennett Wilkes. Backfield, running back Shia, who takes the handoff. Cuts to the right side, trying to bounce outside. Gets to the 25, breaks the tackle to the 20. Shia down to the 15. Thomas gets into the 10. Thomas Shia, first and goal Ravens inside the 5-yard line.
Morehill Mount Academy has run the ball extremely effectively here in the second half. And a great run right there by Thomas Shia. Coming up just a little short, being able to chased down from behind by Sam McWilliams. It'll be a first and goal for MHMA, and ball at the 5.
Ravens again are going to go trips to the left side. Can't imagine with the success they're having running, they're not going to put this right back in the hands of the 5'9" junior running back. Motion right, quarterback will keep it himself, and Harris will be hit behind the line of scrimmage and dropped for the loss of 5. Back at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, the Andrew Henry in there. You had Blake Korber back there. And also, the first guy in on the stop, Levi Kratzinger.
Fish is going to stop the clock for a moment as we got a player with a muscle cramp out there. He's looking for somebody. They're like, here, stretch that leg out for me a little bit, would you?
Some other games going on around the state, Central Plains.
I'm pretty good in a lot of sports, right?
Well, they're done at half tonight, 58-6. You have Hayden leading Santa Pay Trail, 49-0. Jeff North leading Wabunsee tonight, 24-3, that ball game in the fourth quarter. Beloit leads Norton, 26-6.
JCN in the top 10 in the state of Kansas in Class 2A. And say what, Coach Snyder has that team playing very, very well right now. Fishers are slowing things down for a moment. And Raymond Player's up and on his feet, walking off the field a little bit slowly. If you've ever had one of those, you know, I don't know how they could stretch that thing out and then come back into play very quickly, because they hurt something fierce. And here we go, MHMA. New running back in the backfield right now for the Ravens on this second and goal call from just inside the 10-yard line. No, that's still Thomas back there. Quarterback rolls right, throws into the end zone, and it's going to be caught, and it is touchdown, Ravens! The catch and then the run into the end zone by Drew Cottle, and the Ravens are on the board with a minute 14 to play in the third quarter. A 9-yard touchdown pass, Harris to Drew Cottle. And Morehill Mount Academy looking to tack on the PAT. First point effort tonight for the 5'9 sophomore kicker, Zach Sanford. It is placed and kicked. It is airborne and good. Time out of the field with a minute 14 to go in the third. It is now Thunder 53, Ravens 7.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With 3 tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Here comes the Raven kickoff. It is end over end to 15, 10, 5. It's rolling along, and he has to pick it up at the 1 yard line because it was going to die right there. Up the right side, up the numbers, and down to the 15 yard line, and a penalty marker sounds at the point of tackle. Because as that kick was bounding, Brayden Uphouse just kind of kept backpedaling and backpedaling toward the end zone, thinking it was going to kick out of bounds, and then it stopped just inside the hash mark at the 1. He had no option but to pick it up, and the coverage for the Ravens was quite good. And now the marker is going to be assessed against the Thunder. Illegal use of hands, probably a block of the back.
Or a really good officiating call, right? It's the umpire going out and kind of dusting off the plate. He said, if we throw this penalty, we should be able to get this thing to the fourth quarter.
Yes, and we're going to have, we could have one more play here in the third. Certainly won't be any more than one. And if the Thunder don't pick up the tempo, we're not going to have one more play in the third quarter. They're going to break the huddle with 14. Sigelman is going to be wide to the right side. QB, wraparound handoff, straight ahead run, and some room to the 10, 15, 20. Look out at the 30, 40. Down the right side, 45, and bumped out of bounds along the near side by the Raven deep coverage provided by Lanston Taylor. And that is the end of the third. We'll be back here at Guy Galley Field going to the fourth quarter. Nemaha Central, 53 MHMA 7.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com. Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Hey, back with you as we return to Guy Galley Field and the fourth quarter gets underway. Quick pickup of about 4 on a first down play for the Thunder. They go across midfield and into Raven territory. Second down 6 at the MHMA 47 yard line. 53-7. Guess we knew Nemaha was good coming into the game tonight. They did everything they needed to do to prove that was right.
Yeah, they've checked a lot of boxes here in the first, or in this ball game. When you looked at the first half, first 7 times they touched the ball, ended in touchdown.
Here's a little straight ahead run and slow walking it into the line, taking it to the 45, then to the 40, and all the way down about the 38 yard line. That was a nice carry by McWilliams. And what I like about it is, you know, he laid beyond that thing, didn't he? Just kind of walked in there, slowed down, let the blocking develop, and then went forward.
I would say you could have blown by him on that play, right? I mean, he did. He was just kind of walking behind the offensive line as they were pushing forward. A nice gain on the play. It'll be first down at the MHMA 40-yard line with 10:45 left in this contest.
Isn't that one of the biggest errors that you see? Really, even, you know, even good running backs make sometimes. They are so set on making a run or making a carry or making a play that they outrun the blocking.
Yep.
Here's another straight-ahead run. This time there was a gap for him to shoot through inside the 35 and picking up 8 on a first down carry. Thunder down to the Raven 31 yard line, second and 2.
Yeah, so many times running backs say, oh, I've got to get downhill. I've got to get there. Not always. Sometimes there are plays, you know, counter plays, other plays where things have to develop in front of you before you can, before that gap even exists. So right there, a nice job by these running backs of Nemaha Central.
Second down and a pair for the Thunder. The Ravens 31. Again, the run into the right side of the line. Contact at the 30 and very, very close to the first down marker. We'll see where they decide to move it. And is it a first down? They say, yeah, advance the sticks. See, this is also with quarterbacks. That's why the really, really, really good quarterbacks just don't necessarily panic. They'll step up in the pocket, let that route develop, let something happen in front of them, and then, you know, complete the play as opposed to just like deciding, I'm gonna run and run like a rabbit.
Yep. So many times quarterbacks will do that. But yeah, the great ones, stay there, let everything slow down around them and make a good play.
By the way, I've pretty much abandoned our charts now tonight as Nemaha Central has gone pretty deep into the bench. Here's a run straight up at the 30, 25, and getting inside the 20-yard line now. Nice carry, straight ahead running. No matter who Nemaha has on the field, they're running the same playlist.
Jonah Dieters is in now as your cornerback. He is a sophomore for Nemaha Central. And you talk about these running backs. They've all seen the success of the varsity guys of running downhill. So, again, if you're going to get in there, run downhill and show coach that you could do it.
Here's that straight-ahead run again, breaking one tackle and then another, and a good run into the left side of the line by Carter Rottinghouse. He's another one of the young guys. He's another sophomore on that Nemaha Central team. Now, among the many things that Nemaha Central has going for it, because look at the length of the roster. They have a ton of athletes out at a sideline full of players standing over here where for MHMA, they've suffered some injuries and things, and the depth is not as much as I'm sure Coach would like it to be. Here's another turnaround handoff, and Rottinghouse goes straight ahead. He's going to be near the goal line, leaning in. Touchdown, Nemaha Central! Carter Rottinghouse. He will go in from, let's call it, 10 yards out at 7:53 to play. 42 on the roster.
No, 42, yep.
Wow. That's a nice number for a 2A school. You know, a 2A school has got, what, 140 kids in it? 70 of them are guys, so over half of the boys in the school are on this football team. Here comes the PAT effort for the Thunder, who now lead 59-7. Do you know how many games we've seen in the 60s this year?
More than you would have thought, right?
A remarkable number. It'll be held by Andrew Henry. The point after will not quite get through, and we're taking a break, Joseph. 7:53 left. It is Thunder 59, MHMA 7.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Ravens with a kick return unit out, and here's the boot, end over end, and bounding. It's a 30-25, and it's going to be covered up by the Ravens at the 21-yard line, much like the MHMA kickoff a moment ago. That thing almost went out of bounds. and then it just hit the brakes and stayed on the field of play. They had to cover it up.
Oh, it's not like the grass out there is like super thick tonight, but that ball hit right at the sideline, and MH made a great job of covering it up before an Nemaha Central player got to it. It'll be 7:20 left in the ball game, and Morehill Mount Academy will have it for the 10th time tonight. Their last possession was capped off on a 9-yard touchdown pass from Mark Harris to Drew Cottle.
So here comes Morehill Mount Academy. Yeah, here comes the Raven offense. Motion will come to the near side. The handoff is going to go to the running back. He'll be tackled in the backfield for a bit of a loss.
That's a real nice tackle in the backfield for Nemaha Central, and getting back there, making the stop, Aiden Feldkamp, a sophomore.
Tell you what, Harris had barely gotten it into Thomas Shea's hands, and the defender was right there. Raven's probably lucky that thing didn't come free. 6.5 to go in the ball game. MHMA with a timeout. We're going to take it. Break right here. 6.5 left. It remains Thunder leading 59-7.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Good to have you with us here, Guy Galley Field. Ravens on homecoming 2021, coming up a little bit short against a very quality Nemaha Central team. Quarterback is back. Harris is throwing. Going deep. Near side, Wilkes. Can't hand it in. It was off the right side of him and couldn't quite draw it in. It is incomplete.
Yeah, Bennett Wilkes over here working one-on-one with Leo Holthouse. And Holthouse is with him step for step, but just couldn't quite haul that thing in.
I'm not looking to make any excuses, but for a freshman, that's a tough catch.
I agree. I mean,
6 minutes to go.
Again, so many of these plays are tough catches, right?
Here we go with Harris. Shea on his left hand on a third down. He'll flare it over. Wilkes will make the catch at the 20 and gets up to around the 24-yard line before being brought down by a trio of defenders, and their first was Reed McKee.
McKee in there. You also had Holthouse in on the stop, and so for Nemaha Central, getting a lot of these young guys in there, get them a little taste of varsity action here tonight.
Ravens are on fourth down and 8 call. They will not punt it away from their own 24-yard line. Back to throw. He wants Wilkes. Can't find him. Quarterback rolling. Chase. Now he's just going to throw it away, and Nemaha Central's going to come up with this ball. And pretty good field position. That would not have been a terrible place to just take the risk and throw it into traffic, right? I mean,
yeah.
If it got picked off, would it maybe been better?
Yeah, I mean, 4th and 8, you got to remember you can't throw the ball away on 4th and 8, right? So I don't care if it's tuck the ball and try to run or chuck the ball into a lot of traffic, hope for a penalty, hope for a catch. Even an interception works as good as a punt right there. But the incomplete pass will put the ball down at the 24-yard line.
Teho Pack is going to come in to the defensive front for MHMA. Oh, now they're going to run him back out of the game here right quick. But they had him in there. First down call. Quarterback will keep it himself. Cut up the middle of the 20. Carry down to the 15-yard line. And they will mark him down there after a 9-yard gain. And 4:20 remains to be played.
So, for Nemaha Central, this is their 11th. Possession of the night, and then their third possession of the second half. Can't begin new red pin.
You're going to wear that thing out? Between Benedict and scoring?
Between all the points that the Ravens are putting up this year and this game tonight, not doing any numbers for me.
59-7 is your score. Nemahas Central on the road here tonight, out in front. They'll go motion right, hand off to the sweet man. He's got an edge to the end zone. Touchdown, Nemahas Central.
That time it was just a jet sweep around the corner to Reed McKee. McKee going to go in from 15 yards out, and for Nemahas Central, they're in the 70.
So McKee into the end zone, and we get another PAT effort. This has been really, and you mentioned it earlier, this has been maybe the one facet of the game that Nemahas Central has not always been spot on tonight. Kicking the ball is going to be for Nemahas Central, the big old lineman, Aiden Dinkin, the freshman. It is up, and it is good. Timeout. 2:50 to go in the game. Nemahas Central out in front, 67-7.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Well, here comes Josh Gonzalez to kick it away. End over end, angling to the near side. Caught for the Ravens at the 15-yard line. Return unit back up to the 20. A lot of traffic at the 25 and down to the 28-yard line. So for the Ravens, 2.5 minutes to play here in homecoming 2021. See who Coach Wilkes puts out on the field. They're going to have some of a little different look or not. We are going to see Tamashia come off the field. He looks like a guy who's been battling hard all night. For the Ravens, Harris is in. Still at the quarterback, and your running back now is going to be James Peltzer. Handoff is going to go to Peltzer. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage, going nowhere. The tackle for Nemahas Central is Jonah Dieters. Minute 40 left. Jonah Dieters with that stop. He is another sophomore on that Nemahas Central team. He went with a lot of freshmen and sophomores out there.
Again, that's kind of the sign of a healthy roster, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You balance it out pretty evenly.
Manasseh Miller is wide to the near side. QB is back, plays it over. Manasseh gets a lead block, and then it breaks down pretty quickly, and he'll get back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be a gain of a yard, perhaps, on that play as we go inside a minute left. Coming back in the game, Gus, from the far side, for whatever reason, Abe Hilbert. Abe Hilbert comes in. All right, look at 76 at the nose tackle. You thought the guys were starting were big? Just get to the sophomore. He is 6'5 or 6'6 and 275. That's a big guy. The snap is back. Harris will take it. Here's a sweep to the left side. Trying to cut it upfield and getting around the 30-yard line. He'll get 4 or 5 out of that, leaving the Ravens with a fourth down play. And the last bit of mystery in this game is, do the Ravens snap it again? They could. They have time enough to, wouldn't have to. It is a fourth down call for MHMA.
And if they're going to snap it, they are not. And that's going to do it. Your final score tonight, Nemaha Central, 66, MHMA 7.
The Fall Blizzard Menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped strawberry, and the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie. And the featured blizzard of the month is the Reese's Pieces Cookie Dough Blizzard. Find it all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
It's back to school, and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison, and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank, no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Well, this evening, great crowd, beautiful night. Tough ball game for the Ravens as they run into a bit of a buzzsaw. Nemaha Central came in. Gus, you don't get much better out of the gate than Nemaha Central began this game tonight with possessions and scores.
Yeah, you talk about Nemaha Central tonight and how they were really effective in scoring. In the first quarter, they had three possessions. They scored three touchdowns. On those three, they were all two-yard runs. Get to the second quarter, they were able to amass another five possessions, put together four more touchdowns. On the fifth one, they ran two plays before they got to half. So, again, you could probably count that as possession. I don't know that I really do. In the third quarter, they were limited to only three possessions, had one on downs, and then they were able to get into the end zone twice at the end of the ball game and come away with a 66-7 win here tonight. For Nemaha Central, they're going to move to 4-2 on the season. They're going to move to 2-1 in district play. They're going to point out this week and next week. They'll be back home in Seneca as they'll take on Riverside.
A Riverside team that we're catch a score on them as they were hosting ACCHS this evening. Tomorrow, the Ravens have a day off. It is a bye week in the middle of the football season for Benedictine as they get prepared to shift into divisional play in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. So, no Ravens football tomorrow. Then we'll be back for the next 5 weeks of the regular season and then hopefully on beyond that for BC. So, I want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Get the final score, Guy Galley Field. It was Nemaha Central 66, Morehouse Academy 7. Until we greet you tomorrow, great job by Joseph, our producer engineer back in the studio. We appreciate everything he does. For Gus Couch, Tom Couch, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM, and online at mscsports.net. Stay up to date with the latest scores, game recaps, and rankings at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.